Malachim Beis Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. So the messengers of Ahaziah have been turned around by Eliyahu Hanavi and sent back to him with a counter message that says, you shouldn't have gone to Baal Zebub, you should have gone to the real true God and asked him what would happen to you, and therefore you are never going to get out of bed and you're going to die. By Daber Aleihem. And so Ahaziah says to his messengers, Meh Mishpato Ish. And he seems pretty calm, but you have a lot of time to contemplate your fate when you're lying there in traction in a bed. And so he said, what is the nature of this man that you say that you encountered? What is the appearance of this man? So Mishpat, interestingly, means judgment, but the Radak and others tell us, Mata'aro, what does he look like? What is his appearance? What is his minhag, says Mesudas Tzion? How does he go about clad? Asher Allah likraschem, who went up to intercept you, to meet you. Vayidaber aleichem, and he said to you, as hadvarim hoila, these words, he doesn't want to repeat these words. Jinx, you don't want them to come true. Vayomru eilav pasachas, and so they said to him, ish bal seyar. He was a very hairy man. In contrast, as we will see, to Elisha, who was kereach, who was a bold man, and I say that not to make fun of those of us who have Jewish male pattern boldness. I say that because that is going to play into a story of Elisha, as we're going to see when we get there. Hairlines, apparently, very sensitive matters here, but Eliyahu had much hair. The Azar or Azur b'masnav, and a leather belt was girded around his waist. So a hairy man with a leather belt. You know, a mountain man. Eliyahu is full of fire and brimstone, and artists over the centuries have done quite a lot with the concept of an Eliyahu with long flowing hair and a skin outfit and a leather belt. And, they make him look like he's thundering the word of God. Lahabdil, but if you look at contemporary pictures and even more recent pictures of the famous abolitionist John Brown, who was a thundering preacher against slavery, and tried to start a slave rebellion in Virginia and got himself caught and hanged in 1859, when his last words were, I do not believe that the sins of this evil land shall be purged except with blood. He was not all there. He was not 100% John Brown, but many people consider him to have seen himself as a kind of modern-day Elijah doing the work of the Lord. He certainly saw himself that way. A truly impressive person, and a little scary, as sometimes these people can be. Eliyahu HaNavi is fire, as we're going to see quite literally. And so a true Navi Hashem, with that much power in his personality and his appearance, must have been overwhelming to people. But it's interesting that Ahaziah remembers from his dim youth, perhaps, from his father's descriptions and his mother's descriptions, what Eliyahu looked like. And so he says, aha, really? A very hairy man with a leather belt girded around his waist. Vayomar Eliyahu HaTishbihu. And so Ahaziah said, oh, that is Elijah the Tishbite. That right there is Eliyahu. And by the way, leather belt was not just a fashion choice. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that Eliyahu's belt was made with the hide of the ayil, of the ram that Avraham Avinu offered on the Mizbeach at the Akedah. In exchange for Yitzchak Avinu. So this is not just Stam Azoy belt. This is a belt that is a tefillah to Hashem, that in Zechus of the Akedah, Hashem should be merciful to Klal Yisrael. We know Eliyahu's love of the Jewish people is so incredibly strong and inculcated into him that Eliyahu HaNavi defends Klal Yisrael sometimes too much, and attacks Klal Yisrael sometimes too much. We saw that at the end of Lachem Aleph, but it's because of his love for them that he just can't take it. You always hurt the one you love. A popular song of the 1940s had it. And it's true. You know, people that you are the closest to, you can hurt them, or they can hurt you more than anyone else. Because hearing it from them is too hard. When Eliyahu encounters a sinful Klal Yisrael, it's too much for him to bear. But now, he's out on the move again. Eliyahu roams the land, doing God's work. So what are you going to do now, Ahaziah? So Ahaziah is not going to take this lying down. He has to take everything lying down. But he's not going to take this lying down. So Pasuk Tes, Vayishlach Elov Sar Chamishim V'Chamishav. And this is a story that very few people know. It is a classic Eliyahu HaNavi story. It's a real rib tickler, but it's really something that this one doesn't have kind of more airplay than it usually does. So Ahaziah is lying there in bed, completely paralyzed practically, but he sends a troop of 50 men to go and find Eliyahu and address him. So he sent to Eliyahu, the last known location anyway, an officer of 50, Sar Chamishim. Officers are addressed, although we have captains and majors and generals in European and style armies. In the old days, you had a captain of 50 or a captain of 100 or a captain of 1,000. That was how you denoted rank. They used that in the Roman army as well. A centurion, a decurion. A centurion was a Roman soldier in command of 100. A decurion was a Roman soldier in command of 10. Dec, D-E-C, being 10 in Latin. So same sort of thing here in the Israeli army, the original Yisrael army. So he sent an officer of 50 along with his 50 guys. Bachamushim was used in the Shira description by Paro and his 50s. Bayal Elov. And so he went up to him. And this captain of 50 is a puffed off sort of guy. And he's one of Ahaziahu's officers. So he is not much of a person. And he's got some ego issues. And he's going to go up to go and meet up with Eliyahu. Eliyahu is sitting on a mountaintop. The guru, the great teacher, sitting on top of the mountain. Vayidaber Elov. Ish Elohim. Hamelach diber reda. And he says, in short, clipped, efficient military manner, five words. Man of God, the king commands that you come down. Ooh. That's not the way to talk to a Navi Hashem. Clearly, say all the Mefarshim, this is an officer who doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't believe in Hashem's power. He says, I command you in the name of the king to come. And if you don't come, the implication is, we're all going to arrest you and we're going to drag you down. Not a smart way to talk to Eliyahu. We will see what happens to this officer who has a very short career in store for him.